Hi guys, Miss Cynthia here, and thanks so much for joining me today on Listen and Learn With Me podcast. I hope that each one of you have had an outstanding day. I hope that you are doing very well, and I hope that you are ready to get this party started. This is a new year. Happy New Year. We are in 2022, so you know what that means. That calls for the air horns. Ba, ba, ba! Happy New Year to each and every one of you amazing listeners. I am so glad to have you all here. I know we've taken some time off. We haven't connected since before Christmas back in 2021. So I'm glad to have you here, and I am excited to jump into our topic for today. And, you know, hopefully I'll hear from a few more of you all. I've heard from many of my local listeners here. And so, as I always say, feel free to get permission from your parents if you are under the age of 18 to message me if you are in another country or state outside of Georgia or the United States. Send me an email, send me a voice memo on anchor.fm to let me know how you are doing. I am always glad to hear from each and every one of you. So as I always say, if you are a new listener, thank you so much for tuning in. And if you are a regular listener, I am glad to have you back. I'm so excited that whether you're new or a regular listener, you are here. Feel free for both of you, whether you're new or whether you are regular, to go back and listen to those previous episodes in our podcast. They give such important information. They give such fun information. And I am sure that you will learn a lot from the content if you listen closely. So be sure to go and do that. Today, you all, we are going to talk about an amazing topic. I'm so excited. I have been waiting to discuss this with you all, just to get your feedback and really honestly just to share with you all. You know, when we start a new year, a new month, a new birth date, if your birthday turns over, any of those things, it's important for us to always start fresh and start with new goals, start with new ambitions, be eager to be your best self. So that's what we're going to touch on today. The focus of our conversation, the focus of our topic is being your best self, right? I thought it was important for us to kick off with a positive topic. Last year, our topic was start strong, finish stronger. And let me tell you, I am confident that each one of you started last year strong. For those of you who are with us at the beginning of the year, and you finished stronger. I also have to say that I am extremely proud of my kiddos in Listen and Learn, because all of them adopted that phrase and they use it in their everyday lives to make the best choices, to build a better environment around them when it came to using the tools that they learned to troubleshoot through any difficult times or problem solve through any difficult situations. And so I really want to applaud each and every one of you, for those of you who attend my social skills groups, for those of you who I see in homes, for those of you who I visit in schools. I just want to thank you so much for being your best self all during 2021. So this year should be a piece of cake for you, right? Maybe. And if you feel like you need some additional guidance or support, I'm totally here for you. So let's talk about it, okay? Let's cut right to the chase. As I always say, if you have a Listen and Learn With Me journal, go ahead and grab that so you can take down a few notes from this podcast. If you do not have one, or if you do not have one yet, feel free to grab a notebook. And you can write the notes that we talk about from this podcast inside of your notebook. But I want to be sure that you start off this year fresh, you start off this year organized, And then that way you'll be able to access what you need to work through whatever problems or challenges or whatever you might have going on as you move forward within this year, okay? So let's talk about being our best self. What does that look like, okay? Now, you know, I always say that there are things that we have to work on. There are things that we all have to work on. A lot of you kiddos think that adults have it made because they can go to bed whenever they get ready. They can eat whatever they like. They can do whatever they like. But I have to tell you, as a seasoned adult, it is not always that simple, okay? Adults have a ton of responsibilities. A ton of responsibilities. And to be honest, I wish I could just go back to just doing chores in the kitchen and putting the dishes away in the dishwasher, emptying the trash, or, you know, just making sure my room is clean. But I have to do those things, and obviously my daughter is a huge help when I'm at her home, but I have to do those things on top of other adult things and on top of other responsibilities. So I have to make sure that I'm being my best self by making sure that those things are done properly, right? So I say that to say you're not alone. If you feel like you're alone and you feel like, oh, the weight of the world is on me and I have to do all these things, know that you are not alone in that area. We all have things that we need to work on. We all have things that we need to practice and get greater at, okay? Which leads me into the conversation about weaknesses and strengths. And that's really where I want to lay the primary focus for you all. You know, if you are younger, I want your parents to be sure, and I'll talk with the parents about this at the end, but I want the parents to be sure that they're breaking down these topics for you all, because for the parents this year, I want you all to be sure that you are being actively engaged in conversations with your kiddos, because guess what? They can make themselves great, but you can make them greater. So for the parents, I want you to break down what weaknesses and strengths are for those younger kiddos. But for those older kiddos, those teens, preteens, young adults, you know what weaknesses and strengths are, okay? So I want you to, let's just start off with one, maybe two weaknesses of yours. What are some things that you cannot do well, okay? And I always try to remain positive on this podcast. I actually do always remain positive on this podcast and with my teachings. And so I like to focus on things that are going to make us greater, right? Including myself. But with you, what are those weaknesses? Let's just put them out on the table, right? You're not good at math, okay? Write that down. You're not good at writing paragraphs in language arts. Write that down. You have trouble with speaking, public speaking. Write that down, guys. You have trouble remembering things. Write that down. You have trouble with focusing. Write that down, okay? And again, I always say that if you need to pause at any time, you can pause this podcast episode and pick it back up just by pressing play, okay? You need to rewind, do that as well. But write those weaknesses down, okay? That's going to be important. And when you write them down, you may say, oh, I can't do anything. I'm not great at anything. None of these things work for me. I'm just going to give up. Don't do that. I don't recommend that. What I want you to do under those weaknesses is write down the same amount of strengths as you did weaknesses. So if you wrote down three weaknesses, write down three strengths, okay? Because I want you to be able to see exactly what it is that you are great at. If you are great at talking to friends, write that down. If you are great at playing football or soccer, write that down. If you are great in math, reading, literature, write those things down. If you are great at singing, dancing, socializing, hanging out, relaxing. Write that down. I'm great at relaxing. I have to say that, guys. I'm really good at relaxing. But write those strengths down. And I want you to keep this list. I want you to put today's date on it. If it's January 7th for you, write that date down. If you don't listen to this until January 10th, write whatever date you listen to this down, because we're going to go back and visit this in a couple of months, okay? If we don't do it on our podcast, I want you to make a note to do it for yourself, okay? Because that teaches independence, that promotes your independence. Go back and check to see how well you have done. Now, practice these weaknesses, you know. Pull down a few of your hardest math problems, maybe 1, 2, or 3, and just focus on getting better at that math. If it is equations or fractions, multiplication or long division, just do a few practice rounds to start to make yourself greater and make that weakness become a strength, okay? That's important. The same with dance. If you're not great at dancing and dancing is a weakness of yours, give yourself 5, 10, 15 minutes to focus on dancing and practicing dance and dance moves or a dance routine, and make that weakness of dance become a strength, okay? So I want you to do that. I want you to challenge yourself to do that. Work on those weaknesses and think about it as you move forward. It's so important, guys. Practice, practice, practice. That makes you greater at improving those weaknesses and making them strengths, okay? So what I would like for us to do is kick off this year 2022 with a bang. Parents, thank you for having your kids join me. And I think I mentioned it in our last episode, but if I didn't, we're number one. We are number one on Good Pods for kids education. And I am so excited about that, you all. That means you all have been listening strong. We have touched so many listeners in now 29 countries. And I'm so proud of you all for that opportunity to be a part of your daily life. If you are listening daily, your weekly lives, if you are listening weekly, I just thank you for that. So parents, thank you for encouraging your kids to tune in each and every week. We are moving forward. We are going to have a great time. It is going to be a remarkable year of strength, positive growth, and positive development. So parents, you stay strong and know that I am here for you. You can connect with me at any time. The website is listenandlearnllc.com. We have business offices in the Kansas City, Zona Rosa area, and also in Kennesaw, Georgia. So feel free to connect with me at my email address, which is listenandlearnllc@gmail.com, and I can get you connected with the appropriate information that you need or the registration information that you need to get your kid on board with our amazing Listen and Learn crew. The telephone number in my Kennesaw office is 678-919-2117. You can also connect with us where you listen to your podcast: Anchor.fm, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Amazon Alexa, Google Podcasts, Overcast, wherever you listen. Good Pods, of course. We are there. We are there. Our Facebook, social media, business page is Listen and Learn LLC, Kennesaw GA. As I always say, we have fun and exciting videos and photos there for you to view. And that's it. I am excited about this year. I'm looking forward to connecting with you all. Like I said, always feel free to send me new topics that you want me to discuss and break down for your kiddos, okay? As I always say, until we meet again, let's boost our social skills. Bye for now.